never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or maybe stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is my friend and colleague here at WIPR, Bridget Armstrong. She's one of our producers at Midday. Hey, Bridget, good to see you.
Good to be here.
So you're going to talk about a classic book, Song of Solomon, by the great Nobel laureate Toni Morrison. This is a book I guess you've revisited more than once, huh?
It is. It's a book I first read when I was in high school. Of course, the book came out in the 70s, sometime way before I was born. But I've reread it. I don't want to say every year, but because sometimes I've read it twice in one year. But just when I feel like I need a good story, or there's this theme of flight in the book, and if I want to kind of revisit that theme and the possibilities, I guess, I go back to the book then, too.
Because it's a coming-of-age story. It's about growing up, and there's a great cast of characters, and it's huge. I mean, there's just all sorts of folks. I mean, good ones, bad ones, weird ones, funny ones.
So it follows the story, right, of Milkman Dead from his childhood to adulthood, and he gets that name in a funny way. His name is Macon, named after his father, but he's called Milkman because he breastfed with his mother to an age past, as he said, he was out of diapers in the book. So that name follows him from childhood to adulthood. We also have the cast of his family, which is a somewhat dysfunctional family, but it's set in this backdrop of a small Michigan town in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, because again, we see him grow up, and these are well-off African Americans. His mother was the only daughter of the only black doctor in town. His father is like a slumlord and owns a lot of properties, and so he's trying to find himself and who he is within this family that kind of already has this reputation on the outside, and kind of a lot of drama, or I guess a not so healthy relationship on the inside of
the home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, puts the fun in dysfunctional a couple of times. Yeah, right. And you know, when you encounter a writer like Toni Morrison, I mean, the prose is so rich. It's so beautiful. It flows so great. So I can see, generally speaking, I don't reread books. There's just so many books out there, I guess. But boy, when you read it, you can just explore new riches every time.
Exactly. And the fact that I read it when I was in high school for the first time, that also kind of colors, I guess, the way that I perceived it then. So there were things that I didn't necessarily pick up or didn't quite understand then that then I reread in college and I get a little bit more. And now that I'm an adult and I work, I get it a little bit more. And so for me, because Toni Morrison's prose is so rich and complex and the characters are very complex and there's so many levels of understanding them, I can reread it and get different things from it every time.
Of course, that's sort of what defines a classic. You
exactly.
know, I mean, people keep coming back to it generation after generation.
Exactly.
All right. Well, good to remind us of Song of Solomon. Bridget Armstrong, always good to see you. Thanks so much. I'll see you Monday.
All right. See you then.
WIPR's Bridget Armstrong. She's a producer here on Midday on WIPR, and she's recommending Song of Solomon, the great classic by the 1993 Nobel laureate in literature, Toni Morrison. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at wipr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find out details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again, yes sir, one of these days I'm going to do it again.